Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Oh, fellow foodies, welcome once again this Saturday afternoon to another delicious hour on radio. In fact, it is the most delicious hour on radio, and all I can say on this Saturday afternoon is OMG, oh my goodness. In fact, we have arrived at the destination of deliciousness for the full hour. Yes, we're broadcasting live from Goodness Juice Bar and Fresh Food on North Campbell, just north of Grant on the east side of the street, having a great time. We're going to be talking to our good friend Tom Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics about a great fresh tasting he has scheduled coming up next week. We're going to be talking with Chef Penn Jones and Brandon Katz here from Goodness, who are going to be breaking down this killer menu for us to enjoy that's all about fresh pressed juices and power shakes and salads and sandwiches and oh my goodness, fellow foodies. And we're also going to be giving away a gift card for you to experience Goodness for yourself. But in the meantime, why don't you make your way over to the party right here at Goodness Juice Bar and Fresh Food. Well, speaking of Goodness and fresh, trying to always look for the segue, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the man who brought the Maya Tea Company to Tucson, and now it is his privilege to share the Maya Tea Company with the world, my good friend Manish Shah is in the house.
Thank you so much for having me. Man, you are pumped today, bro.
I am totally pumped. You know why? Because I just took down a green bully.
I think that suits you. You got a kind of a little bit of a green bully thing going on right now.
I took it down. It's got kale, parsley, dandelion, celery, cucumber, green apple, cilantro, lemon, and ginger, all put together, freshly pressed with love. And I took it down, and I've got more energy. I don't know how I can get any more excited.
I don't think so. And I was lucky enough to have The Cure, not only a nice band from the 80s and the 90s,
yeah,
but it also had the pineapple, carrot, celery, cucumber, ginger, and turmeric. Anything with ginger and turmeric
is right
up my alley, because I love me some Indian food.
Well, you know, speaking of your background and your whole mission here in Southern Arizona that really has taken the world by storm, Maya Tea Company really, I mean, you set the bar as high as it can possibly be set. You know, you started out with one tea and one idea. Now you have, I think, darn near 150
yeah,
of them in stock. So what's going on in the tea scene in Tucson these days?
Well, there's a tea scene in Tucson, and there's the tea scene nationally. Right now in Tucson, what's really cool is that we're seeing a lot of restaurants and a lot of local places wanting to do tea differently,
right,
and wanting to do different iced teas. We're starting to see people make iced tea one cup at a time. We're starting to see people offer loose leaf tea like at restaurants that are now serving it in French presses. And so some of this has taken off. There was the list of the 9 restaurants. It was a website, 9 best new restaurants in Tucson. That was a national
record. Oh, right. Yeah, saw it.
Yeah, and of those 9 restaurants, 6 of them were Maya Tea Company clients.
So why am I not surprised?
No, we're doing really, really well. And then, you know, then there's the national scene, because we started off with chai. And so our chai is taken off across the country. And so, I can't complain at all.
I love walking into a restaurant, and you know, it used to the old day, and in fact some restaurants probably still do this. You ask for an iced tea, and you really don't have a whole lot of choice.
No.
I mean, it's tea,
right,
and sometimes it's a very pedestrian and sort of boxed up kind of tea. I've loved going into these restaurants where you order an iced tea, and the server tells you, well, and they start going through the litany of teas that they have, and I never knew it was possible that you could frankly do iced tea with darn near as many options that you have for hot tea.
Well, you know, we just signed a restaurant. In fact, I just got the text today that's going to be doing iced tea 4 different ways, and their restaurant is kind of similar to this. They're called Crazy Bowls and Wraps, and they're out of St. Louis and San Diego. So they do a lot of Asian food and wraps and so forth, and they're doing 4 different iced teas, one of which is just a regular traditional iced tea, but they're also doing a green iced tea, a white one, and one that's kind of unusual, a hibiscus guayusa, which is sort of too exotic.
Mixture.
I mean, they're going to do some crazy, great things. And I was like, wow. And the amount that they're paying for these iced teas now, as compared to what kind of resistance I used to get 15 years ago, is amazing. Like, they're like, yeah, we'll pay them. I was like, okay, let's bring it. Let's bring it. Show me the money.
Now, at Maya Tea, I mean, you virtually have the entire spectrum of teas that the palate can understand, from the tea that you would suggest for the novice who really is just starting to get into tea, mm-hmm, all the way up to the other end where you're thinking, this is a tea for tea heads.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about each tea. So on the beginning end, if someone really wants to kind of explore the world of tea, where's a good place for them to start on the spectrum?
So a lot of times when you're starting off, the first thing you want to do is most people like sweet things. just like in wine, where you first start off, everybody, and I'm going to say this, I don't want to say it like it's like it's, but everybody starts off with white Zin, right?
Right.
And it's very approachable. It's very simple, and that's fine. And I'm not here to knock white Zinfandel at all. And in the same way, chai is very approachable, and a lot of softer iced teas, things like, you know, strawberry and peach iced teas, right, and the black iced teas that people are used to. And eventually, if you get into it, you'll most likely move into black and green teas. That's really good. It's good for your health. They won't be flavored. And then you can see the gamut of what's available. And then finally, most people will eventually fall into the – and some herbals there, too, if you're averse to caffeine. But then finally – There'll be a certain number of people who will move into oolongs. And those are kind of between green and black, right. Oolongs are where it's at, or Darjeelings. Those are not fully oxidized, and they have a lot more palate, and they're really gentle, and they really capture the terroir. They're also a pain to make, and they're a little expensive. Not pain to prepare for the person, but in terms of the blender or in terms of the grower. And so that's probably where everybody winds up. Unless, of course, we talked about medicinal teas. So people who want to get, like, sleepy time tea or, like, right now, detox and weight loss. That is, like, big time. And detox for sure.
Yeah. There's a detoxifying element to most of the beverages on this menu here.
That's right.
Now, one of the teas that I absolutely love from Maya Tea is the tea that they have used down at the Good Oak Bar where they do their pressed beers.
I know.
And it's this wonderful smoky tea from Maya
Lapsang
Tea. That's it. I mean, it's like it turned the beer into this almost smoky scotch taste.
Right. And what they used it with is the Kilt Lifter. It's a Scottish ale. I'm sorry. I should make sure I'm really tight.
Because they all listen, Manish.
Yeah, they all listen. Somebody's going to come after me. So what they've done is they put that, and it has those kind of like sweet sort of oaky notes to it. And then to bring out the smoke and to bring out some more nut and all of that, they did that. And you're right. All of a sudden, this beer tastes a lot like this is a little scotch-like. I think I like this. And they do another one with our chai. And they take our chai and they also press it into another beer that is ridiculous. That's a much darker beer. So they taste really chocolatey mocha beer.
Oh, I love it.
And put all that spice and that flavor in it. It's amazing.
Gorgeous. You know, now when you're not running Maya Tea, which is 24-7, well, probably 25-8 in the Shaw House. But anyway, you're also doing so much in this community. And you had the privilege to host Tucson's first Viva La Local. We got behind that huge event. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I think maybe even you had to have crossed 1,000 people.
We actually had
8,000,
9,000 9, people, 9,500 they
Okay, think. So that was an amazingly successful event celebrating all of what makes Tucson the localness of Tucson. People say, I can't wait a whole nother year. There's a rumor on the street, Manish Shah, that we're going to be seeing two Viva La Locals
you
every year.
You are going to be seeing two Viva La Locals. We're going to have another one on November the 16th. That is confirmed. We're going to be doing another huge Viva La Local. It's going to be packed. It was excellent seeing you out there. I love the fact that you're walking around like with a beer in one hand and a cigar in the other,
yes,
and trying to figure out what you were going to eat, because like to stump you to where you were going to eat is like a privilege. Like you know, when I can make you confused about the whole thing,
yeah,
I go, yes, I've done my job.
And you know, at about 7-8 o'clock, you were actually looking remarkably well. I mean, like you said, you had almost 10,000 people come to a first time event. That is amazing success, brother.
It was.
So we're ready for November the 16th,
and it's going to be awesome. There's a good chance this is even going to be a demo kitchen there, people doing some chefs. It's going to be fun.
Perfect. Well, you can count on us being a big part of that.
Oh, I know it.
And anyway, we're going to be keeping the conversation going with you throughout the show. We're talking to our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Maya Tea Company. Manish Shah is going to be rocking his way through this delicious hour. We got some great celebrities that are going to be joining the show, and you don't want to miss one bit of it, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. We're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're talking to our good friend Tom Alfonso of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics about a tasting event that's coming up next week that you do not want to miss. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of deliciousness here at Goodness Juice Bar and Fresh Food on Campbell Avenue, just a stone's throw north of Grant on the east side of the street. Rocking our way through a Green Bully and a Cure fresh pressed juice with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Maya Tea Company, Manish Shah.
This is awesome. I got to tell you, this
is fun.
This is fun. And the Cure is really doing me right here now.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
awesome to have this.
I'm darn near done with my Bully.
I know.
And you would suggest that I don't need any more.
I don't like you do.
But anyway, we're having a great time here at Goodness. Come on out here and join the party. There's all kinds of great things going on across the spectrum of fresh produce, fresh flavors, fresh, they call it the flavors of the planet, the good food and the pure ingredients of the planet. And pure and planet, and I'm always looking for that segue, and fresh. You know, here he is, a celebrity in his own right here in Tucson from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. My good friend Tom Alfonso
is
back.
Matt. How you doing?
Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, you're just right up the street.
Just right up the street.
I snuck out of the store
for a little bit.
How does Nancy let you out of there from time to time? Oh, good.
I just told the help I was going to check the mail.
I love it. Well, you know, think of our favorite things under the sun. You know, we've got fresh extra virgin olive oil. Right. We have beautifully aged balsamics. We've got wonderful cheese from the best aged and the freshest of chefs. We've got some wonderful wines. All of these things are going to be manifest under one roof on June the 25th. You're doing a tasting of all of these coming up.
We are. We're hosting a tasting. It's five pairings of unique cheeses. And we pair the cheeses, Tana, with Blue, a wine and cheese stop, yep, who's going to be working with us. And we pair the cheeses with olive oils and balsamics and show people how they can do a cheese platters, a complete education about tasting fresh olive oil versus bad olive oil, right, and pair the balsamics. There's a lot of balsamics that go with some really nice cheeses. Mm. It's just open up people's mind about being able to use the oils and cheeses on oils and balsamics on the cheese.
Right. One of the things we did last time we were up at your place doing a show, we actually did a little spectrum tasting.
We did.
A flight, almost, as it were.
We did.
With some great cheeses and some great balsamics, and I just learned so much, and that's one of the things I love about your events, is that it's not just coming in and tasting.
Right.
You actually have that there's an educational element to it, coming from the master himself, who's one of only six certified olive oil tasters in the galaxy,
that's
I think.
That's right. Well, in the U.S.
Okay. Oh, well, you know.
Certified. Yes.
Come on. It's hard to be humble. Come on. You gotta keep it up.
It's a fun event because it's a total education about the olive oils. You know, we go from the mild to medium, more robust, early harvest, late harvest. You know, the difference between fresh olive oil and other olive oils that are out there, and then the infused oils, and again, and how those flavor profiles pair with a nice cheese.
Yeah. I think the thing is that it's so great to have tasting events like this that expand everybody's palate.
Exactly. Right.
So you could do a wine tasting, or a tea tasting, or right, a coffee tasting, or a scotch
exactly
tasting. I love scotch tasting. but I'm just saying,
exactly,
in this case, this is so going there and learning more about balsamics and olive oils and cheeses only helps your palate in other areas
right
as well.
Totally.
It's awesome.
It helps you open up the box. You know, most people think, oh, you just use olive oil and balsamics for salads. You know, oh, you can cook with this? Yes, you can cook with it.
It's like a completely different approach.
Right.
And I love how you say tasting, you know, what olive oil is supposed to be compared to other kind of olive oil. Because
right,
let's be honest, there's imposters out there that call themselves fresh. You know,
right,
you know, they use the words that sound good.
That sound good.
But
yes,
they taste as horrible as the you know, oil that you buy by the gallon at, you know, the big box stores. So
exactly.
Talk a little bit about what you're looking for when you're tasting a good fresh olive oil.
So you want to be able to taste fruit. It's got to taste fruity. And you want that nice olive taste. And a lot of profiles have green peach taste,
right,
a really nice fruity taste to it. And you're going to get a peppery finish with it. All fresh olive oil should have a nice peppery finish. And that's just a characteristic of olive oil.
Right.
That's the antioxidants that are in
exactly
it. That's the healthy part of the olive oil. Now, when you get into a more robust oil, you're going to get some bitterness, which is a good bitterness, you know, and that's because it was an early harvest. So they're picking the olive quite early and crushing it. So a lot of it is you want to taste the fruitiness of that olive.
And you'll know.
You'll know.
When you do a tasting at yeah, Alfonso, you know
yeah,
what that's
know
all about.
So
for this tasting that's coming up, this is from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
To 9 o'clock.
On the 25th. Now, how do people need reservations?
They do. We do have a few seats left. I mean, it's filling up quite fast. We allow 30 people. We can hold 30 people. You need to call 638-5000 to reserve your spots. And, again, there's a few left. And we just set the store up, and it's a total flight of cheeses, wines, olive oils, and balsamics. And then when we're done with the education and the tasting, we open the store up, and you can taste more cheeses, more olive oils, and more balsamics.
Yeah, you definitely leave, Alfonso, a much more educated person and palate, frankly, when you get a chance to do a little shopping. So, again, June the 25th at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, the St. Phillips Plaza location.
Correct.
Up on River and Campbell.
Correct.
And
from 7 to 9.
From 7 to 9 p.m. And please call for one of the few tickets or reservations that are left for this wonderful gathering. 638-5000 is the number to call. And after this show, you guys will be batting away people at the door. So we got about another 45 seconds before we take a commercial break. Not only are you at River and Campbell, you guys are also up on Oracle and McGee.
We did.
How are things going up there?
Good. It's going good. February, middle of February, we opened up at Oracle and McGee in the southeast corner. And so people are really liking it. People on that side of town that will not drive down Pastina Road.
We know.
And there's not a lot out there. There's not a lot out there for the type of things that you're
right.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
so
we've been really welcomed. I mean, the community's enjoying it, and the people are really enjoying that they have that type of olive oil.
Excellent. There. Excellent. Always good to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Want to make sure that everybody heads out to his place on the 25th from 7 to 9 and to learn so much more about Tom and Nancy and the thing they brought to Tucson a couple of years ago. Check them out online at www.alfonsooliveoil.com. And we will catch up with you soon, man.
Alrighty, thank
you. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about power shakes, fresh pressed juices, and all of the other great libations that they have here ready for you at Goodness. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Goodness Juice Bar and Fresh Food on Campbell Avenue, just north of Grand on the east side of the street. Having a great time on the most delicious hour on radio with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Maya Tea Company, Manish Shah. Now, about halfway through that cure.
I'm getting through the cure and feeling better already.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I mean, I think I've lost 5 pounds just after this Green Bully here.
And I'm completely almost not hungover from last night's endeavors.
I mean, benefits of the great juices and shakes that they have here at Goodness. Well, anyway, we actually got our next guest to step outside of on the other side of the bar. You know, he's a busy guy. He comes and he sits down with us to help us understand exactly what's going in these great juice drinks and shake drinks. And if your doctor tells you you're not getting enough hemp hearts in your diet, this is the place to come. Chef Penn is in the house. Chef Penjoz, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What's happening, Captain?
We are having a great time here at Goodness, but, you know, you look around this place and everyone just seems to have a smile on their face. How can anything go wrong here? This is such a great atmosphere.
Exactly. That's the whole culture of Goodness. What we're doing here is to balance that food and good times and healthy vibe, and it's exactly what we're trying to promote.
Everybody's glowing here.
It's a glow.
It's a glow. Yeah. That's what it is.
And like you were talking about before we went on the air, Manish, I mean, this is about, you know, this. It's a manifestation of this sort of clean eating, clean living manifestation.
Yeah, we see this all the time now. I think that people like are so used to when they're going out and they're doing all this and they're eating any number of things and they just go, you know what, I just want to eat clean. Or maybe that's a regular part of their diet is the daily choice of having something that is really good for them and each of the nutrients is somewhat beneficial.
Exactly.
And I think more and more and more people are leaning clean. That's the new term about how to eat. I'm eating clean.
Well, this is like a destination of clean living and clean eating right here. And I want to dispel a myth here. So when you hear juice bar, you know, my vision is you walk up there in the counter. There's about 50 pre-put together drinks like you see at the airport.
Right.
All the juices that have been sitting there for several hours, and you sort of grab and go. Chef Penn Jones, tell us how that's not what Goodness is all about.
You know, Goodness is all about the culture of the restaurant. Coming in, having a good time, about the cleanness you guys are talking about, serving up fresh juices made to order. That's one reason we are a juice bar. If there's something on the menu that you don't feel like you want, you can substitute a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can basically have a juice drink prepared like you would a cocktail, and that's what this
exactly.
Juice bar is.
That's it, and you actually watch it being made. So, I mean, you think, okay, they're going to, like, pull mine out of a tap, and here's your Green Bully. No, I mean, I watched Ryan actually juice the fresh produce right in front of me, right before my eyes, and I was like, where else can that happen?
Yeah, we're one of the few places, if not the only place in Tucson, leading the charge as far as this goes in the fresh juice bar movement. And what we're doing is, you know, creating fresh juices with the non-GMO products, all organic when available, and, you know, educating ourselves and other people on how to live healthy and clean.
That's it. You know, and this green bully that I ordered, you know, it's got, you know, some wonderful things, you know, apples and lemons, but, I mean, dandelion greens, Chef Penn, you know, kale, cilantro in a juice drink?
No, we have to have a little bit of something for everybody. What we do is have to have the menu built familiar, and we also have a little bit of, you know, everybody that wants to reach out, branch out a little bit and try something a little more exciting, a little more adventurous. So you can come in, you can get that familiar drink, something you're familiar with, or you can come in and get the dandelion greens or something like
those
that.
Those are really good for you.
And it's so good.
They're really good.
No wonder you named this place good.
And you can't eat those straight. You have to kind of juice them down and get them in. Because if you just try to take them straight, that's
dandelion that's greens are extremely potent. Mm-hmm. You got that bitter flavor. You got that nice green flavor. So it has to be something that you're into and something you're going to incorporate into your beverage that you want to take in on a daily basis.
And this coming from a man who takes his juicer with him on vacation, by the way. Manish, he disclosed that, right? Before we went on the air. I mean, this man knows what juicing is all about. So on the juice side, you know, wonderfully refreshing, light, crisp, flavorful juices that can be really matched together with any kind of a meal. It can be almost like an aperitif, you know, have this before you have a meal. But then you've got these things called power shakes. Should I be intimidated, Chef Penn, about power shakes?
Absolutely not. A power shake is simply just something that you can come in. It's our take on, you know, the ingredients that we use, very balanced, very well incorporated into our drinks. We use natural sweeteners such as dates in the hot tropic to make it sweeter. We use all natural ingredients. In the goods, for example, we're using acai and fresh blueberries, things of that nature. So it's not your typical smoothie or power shake that you're going to get elsewhere. What you're getting is all natural ingredients incorporated into our shakes and our drinks and all of our juices. They're going to get you that natural energy over the course of the day with no artificial enhancements.
I love this daily buzz. Coffee, cocoa powder, and chia seeds, dates and bananas. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
That's
just the idea of coffee and chia seeds together.
I know.
Go for it.
Seriously. Now, when people want to kind of take their shake or perhaps even their juice to another level, you've got these boosters. Like I said before we came on, if your doctor is telling you that you're not getting enough hemp hearts in your diet, then this is one of the places to go. Bee pollen, hemp hearts, chia seeds. I mean, what's sort of the attitude and the idea for giving these extra jolts to the beverage that you just ordered?
These are all great ingredients. Whether you've heard of them or not, the chia seed specifically is an ancient ingredient. You know, it's Aztecan for the word power. And what it incorporates is you get all types of antioxidants, special nutrients, energy, and the bee pollen. You know what I mean? It's just a natural. We use a local bee pollen. We use local honey. Any of these special boosters that you're going to add to your ingredients, the raw organic cacao nibs, for example, my personal favorite. You get that nice chocolate flavoring, and you're getting all these special nutrients included in all those special shakes.
Sure. Is there one shake that, you know, if Chef Penn, we're going to kind of identify one here on the menu that you think matches you as a leading culinary figure in this community? What's the one shake that you said that's got Penn's name all over?
Well, right now, for the time being, I would say it's Hot Tropic. That's my personal favorite. You know, you get the fresh pineapple. It's kind of a tropical drink with the mango and the coconut, and then
coconut butter.
Yes.
Let's make sure we
for the record.
For the record, coconut butter as well.
And not to mention, coming soon, we're going to have a pitaya shake, and that'll be also very interesting. And we'll be the leading the charge in that as well in Tucson, having something special to have for everybody. And we'll be revealing that very soon on our summer menu.
Very exciting. A little bee pollen in that Hot Tropic just to give you a little bit more stamina.
Yeah.
I don't need any more stamina, Chef Penn.
I'm sorry, Matt. I wasn't.
Brandon Katz is here shaking his head. No, Matt, you're not. Keep it down. We've got customers here. But anyway, Chef Penn Jones here from Goodness. A great time hanging out with you. We're going to be keeping it up with you on the second half of the show, because on the other side of the menu, there's all kinds of goodness manifest in these great sandwiches and salads and wraps. And we want to do all of that justice in the next part of the show. And I want to remind everybody, we've got a gift card coming up for a lucky listener. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back from Goodness.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Goodness. The Juice Bar and the Fresh Food Place on Campbell Avenue, just a little bit north of Grant, on the east side of the street, having a great time with a man who has almost killed his cure, Manish Shah from Maya Tea Company. You're doing well.
I am doing well. I'm not sure if I almost killed or almost cured. I'm not sure how we want to go with that.
Well, when you kill it, it's cured. Absolutely.
We're almost there.
Having a great time. We're here with our good friend Chef Penn Jones from Goodness, just rocking the place. I want to remind all of our listeners that coming up here a little bit later on in the show, Chef Penn Jones and his charity is going to be giving one of our listeners the opportunity to win a Goodness gift card for themselves if you are the first person to call in with the right answer to our trivia question. And we're going to try to think of something fun in the balance of the show. But anyway, we are here with Chef Penn Jones having a great time. Now, you have these wonderful fresh pressed juices, and you've got these great power shakes that we talked about. But that's just sort of the introduction to the whole Goodness story, because when I look at the rest of the spectrum of the menu, I mean, this is a wonderful restaurant that's got all kinds of great things to enjoy on the culinary side as well.
Absolutely. The food side has been a main focus of here at Goodness. And initially what our projections were was to be mainly a juice bar. And, you know, we were excited to find out that people were coming in for our fresh food. And what we tried to do is find the balance between healthy and delicious, and we lean on the delicious side, and our menu creates a lot of variety. You can come in here and you can get something vegan, you can get something if you're on a cheat day that you feel a little bit guilty about eating, but everything here is on the healthy side, and we take pride in what we do, and we're happy to find that balance between healthy and delicious.
That's wonderful, and we're going to be talking about the menu here in just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to bring on managing partner Brandon Katz here because, you know, Brandon is one of the good guys in this community, and you know, when he and his business partner Jason Anderson have an idea for a restaurant, for a concept, I mean, excellence manifests, and he's back with us again. Brandon, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So why Goodness, why Tucson, why here? I mean, of all the things to do, what is it about this place that just felt so right for you?
You know, a number of things. Jason, Andre, myself did some research and development in some of the bigger cities. And, you know, the one thing we realized that Tucson has a lack of is kind of healthier, fast alternatives. So then we thought, all right, do we do juices? Do we do smoothies? Do we have food? And, you know, and I thought anytime I've ever walked into a juice shop, whether it be a healthy juice shop or, you know, something like a Jamba Juice, I'm always thinking, I wish I could eat as well.
Right.
So, you know, for us, it's why one or the other. You know, in meeting somebody that can bring that chef vision to the table like Penn Jones can here, it made a perfect fit to have, you know, chef-driven cuisine using all natural, the best ingredients, local when we can, and then combine it with a juice bar, which is, you know, from the design to the way we function, it kind of is separate entities. And you'll see that as we grow this concept out to where we're going to create three style concepts in one, where you have a place to eat, a place to drink juice, and a place to do some market shopping if there's, you know, if you want some granola or Kind bars, things along those lines.
Right, exactly. All under one roof. And you thing during the commercial, Manish, you know, we remember Umi Star here from the old
yes.
days. And you think about using the existing space in a way that fits so perfectly the vision for Goodness. I mean, it was a perfect space.
Yeah, as a restaurant operator, I couldn't have built a better relationship with another partner, being that he's an architect and design guy.
Right.
You know, I don't know anything about that. We're over next door picking out chairs for our next Goodness location right now, and I left the room because, frankly, it's not my thing. I let them kind of go. But, yeah, with that, it kind of lends itself to a sushi style. I mean, a sushi bar is very self-serve, very, you know, friendly to the communication between the juicers or the cooks and the guests sitting at that sushi bar, which is kind of what we wanted here. We wanted a social atmosphere.
And this close to the U of A, too, I can only imagine that this has really taken off and really resonated with our friends just, you know, right down the street on campus.
You know what? It's we had a storm of U of A. A lot of the UMC has really flocked to us. But, you know, surprisingly, it's opened the doors to a very wide demographic. You know, I see my parents pop in here, not just because I'm a partner here, but because this is something they've been, you know, searching for also. But as far as the college crowd comes in, yes, this is a good place to be. Let's just say that from the hour
from
of
a number of different
the hours of 11 to 3.
There's also a lot of yoga studios in the neighborhood. I want to go on record saying that's been something
yes,
I've observed while being
good.
Here.
The people at Goodness definitely like yoga pants.
Well,
just saying. One of the things that I've kind of been fascinated by, Brandon and Penn, is the last couple times I've been in here, I've actually seen parents with their kids. And what better place, what better environment to have a conversation with their kids about this kind of eating than at Goodness? I mean, because we all know the alternatives. When moms and dads on their busy schedules want to get a quick bite, there are, you know, countless places to go where you don't even have to get out of your car. But here, kids are learning about what it means to enjoy those pure ingredients of the planet.
Right, which I think is the most important. I mean, I was lucky enough to grow up with, you know, a mother who loved to cook, and, you know, having McDonald's was once a month, few far between. I don't want to use the term a reward back in the day when you get your Happy Meal, but to us, yeah, you're right. The schools are ripping out garbage food out of their systems.
That's right.
You know, vending machines are disappearing across the country. Why not in restaurants? You know, Penn has a young child himself, and he frequents here all the time. And it's between him and Jason's little kid. There's, you know, we have a good following of, you know, toddlers that are regulars here with their family.
And I want to add that it's not just the food. Like, it's one thing you can get good food for your kids. I think getting good drinks is way harder.
Seriously.
Like even if you get a cranberry juice, it's off the tap and it's full of sugar and everything else. Like, this makes a whole lot more sense. Yes, you pay a little bit more, but at least they're having something that you feel comfortable about. And I think that it's one thing to have good food and also to have good beverages as well for the family.
Yeah, and one of the things we've been discussing is adding on, you know, smaller portion, kid-style, 9-ounce cups.
Excellent.
Just enough to get by. We're not trying to you know, make a kid pay the same amount of money as I'm paying for a, you know, 16 to 24-ounce juice. So that's something that's in the works. We're just trying to dial it down
to
see how feasible it is in order to get that much juice in, you know, out of a piece of fruit.
And all kids got to do is, yes.
My kids will tear through it.
Tear through it, right? I mean, all it takes is one taste.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a little Matt Russell running around, bouncing around, energy from a green bully. Oh, we better, you know, be careful what we ask for.
That's right.
Now, was I seeing somewhere that your mother actually made a banana bread, Brandon?
Yeah,
that,
she did. You know, I featured it. It's actually on our other restaurant, Knox's brunch menu. We brought it down here, off-menu item, and we sold through it in about 2 days. You know, this space isn't conducive to us having a lot of baking equipment, but our next location we're currently designing right now will feature a lot of pastries, and pastries done good.
Beautiful.
A lot of gluten-free, a lot of vegan. No, we're not sacrificing flavor, but like I said, I come from, you know, my grandfather was from Sicily. He was an Italian cook, and he taught my mother everything he knew. And so she's pretty good baked goods. So I'm that person that wanted to introduce him without my bias, and it's been the best seller up at Knox, and hopefully
Beautiful.
We can incorporate that down here.
Congratulations. So another goodness concept that you're working on. Are we going to break news here on this radio show, Brandon Katz? Are we going to break you down on live radio?
Sure. Even though the proximity is probably a little bit close, we look at the campus as a destination.
Right.
People aren't going there to park and walk around. The new hub complex done by Core Development on 1st and Tyndall is going to feature a 3,800 square feet goodness market.
Wow.
Within that design, we're going to have three or four concepts in one. Being on a college campus, we're going to feature a bar somewhat like a Whole Foods does inside. We're going to design it there with local beers, organic liquors, nothing crazy, but enough that the college kids can get, you know, their whistle wet. Second, we'll have a coffee bar area, stand, quick serve. We'll have a small retail area with everything from granola to toothpaste.
Mm.
You know, the essentials, and then we're going to have our goodness. We're developing a slightly bigger menu. Penn's working on some things that are more conducive to the later hours of the night, and we're gonna try to make it the hangout for the college kids.
How fun is that going to be? Talk about destination. You going to have dandelion toothpaste?
You know what? I'm looking for it right now.
Let's not rule anything out, Brandon.
It's actually neem. That's the one you're supposed to use. Neem.
That's it?
Neem toothpaste.
Neem toothpaste.
It's on our shelves.
Walked right into that
$4.99.
One. ETA on the grand opening?
You know what? We're the grand opening of the building, and all the students move into their luxury high-rise August 15th. We are shooting for the end of August. In this business, we all know that usually means mid-September.
right. Of 2015. No, I'm kidding.
No.
So
we're up in Perimeter out, and we should be laying some concrete by the end of next week.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to
you
and Andre and Jason and the whole team. You know, we want to get back and get Penn back on here to talk a little bit about this menu on the food side. So we've got wonderful salads, wonderful sandwiches that can really be done as wraps as well. So do you kind of use that same kind of philosophy that drives the beverage side to sort of influence the food side as well when it comes to these, as we're talking about these pure flavors, ingredients of the planet?
Absolutely. Anytime you're talking about food, you want to talk about pairings, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we're just part of what's called the food movement. This is part of educating yourselves and being on the cutting edge of what's nutritionally safe, what's nutritionally appetizing. And that's part of what we're trying to do here, especially with, the pairing of the juices and working on the food so that everything works well together, and that's a conducive menu to.
Everybody wants to feel good. It's the food thing is so important now.
Isn't
because
fun?
It's really about now what resonates with you. Mm-hmm. Like, are you vegetarian? Are you not vegetarian? Are you vegetarian part of the time? How much protein do you need? How many greens do you want to eat? It's all about how much carbs and the management of all of that. And people are real sensitive now to what they're eating and how they feel.
Yeah, nutrition's changed just so much in the last 20, 25 years.
Right.
And it's important to us to come in and not only just feel clean, seem clean, to leave here feeling full but not overly full, to leave here feeling energized and feeling good, and that's just all part of the goodness part. You know.
That's right. And, yeah, to leave satisfied, not full. And I love you talking about feeling good. We can finally feel good about beets, Chef Ben Jones. you asked me 10 years ago, I would have put my nose up at you. But beets are back, and they are better than ever. What is it about beets that have created this renaissance in town?
Listen, beets never fell off, if you ask me. It's all about the preparation of the beet. For a long time, I've just felt like beets are just a great ingredient. And if you just take the time to take a simple, humble ingredient such as a beet and prepare it well, you're taking it to a whole nother level, and you'll be excited about it.
I love this salad, and there's no overthinking. You don't have to get a focus group and a marketing firm to help you out with this with the naming. The salad is called Beet, and the salad is spring mix, roasted gold and red beets, green apples, goat cheese, walnuts, basil, and a chipotle agave dressing. And that, Ben Jones, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's all about putting a little bit of a twist on somewhat of a classic, you know what I mean, especially with the chipotle agave dressing and mixing it up a little bit and taking, like I said, the simple ingredients and transforming them into something that's really exciting and different and putting that goodness spin on it so that everybody can enjoy a beet. We get people in here all the time that say, oh, well, I don't like beets, and we can talk them into possibly trying this time. And they come back for it time and time again.
And I think the concept of using a golden beet is really interesting because it's a little sweeter, it's a little softer. Mm-hmm. And I think my kids, when you put a golden beet in front of them, just trip out. Like that notion of a really, really dark red beet seems a little imposing.
It's a great point,
but
Manish.
But it's the colors, right? And it's such it's a softer color, and they're like, huh, kind of looks like an orange. And then they tear through it and don't realize it's just a beet.
Seriously.
As a new parent, I have 18-month-old, and he comes in, and he loves it as well. That's a great point you made about the gold beets being more appetizing, because people do eat with their eyes, everyone from an 18-month-old to, you know, an 88-year-old, and people come in here and enjoy every aspect of what we're doing and the way we prepare those humble, simple ingredients and make them something new and exciting.
And Manish talked about color, and when you come in here, it is a feast of color. I mean, it is, even at the center of the plate, it's about color. Your Facebook page, every photo, every image bursts with color. I mean, and that's sort of the attitude that you have when you walk into this place. It's fun. It's even vibrant.
Even our juices, like yours was like that vibrant green. Mine was deep orange. You have one that's garnet color. It's gorgeous red, you know, and they're all over the map. So you can just see how that all of that is working in your favor nutritionally as well as flavor.
And it's real color. That's it. I mean, there's nothing added to give it that vibrancy. That is the natural color of nature, which is what goodness is all about.
Yeah, there's no reason to take artificial ingredients when you can just take these great natural ingredients, make them vibrant, make them special, make them exciting, and make what we're doing exciting to where maybe 10, 15 years ago was thought of as boring. And there's no reason that this should even be called a diet. It's just a healthy way of eating.
Exactly.
It's a lifestyle.
So glad that you said that.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you brought out some things for us to try. You know, we've got sophisticated palates here, Chef Penn. The moment of truth has arrived, Manish. We're going to be diving into some of the things that you believe are sort of unique manifestations of that goodness promise. Mm-hmm. What have you brought out for us to enjoy?
Oh. Right here we have the pitaya bowl, which is going to be added to our summer menu. Pitaya is also known as dragon fruit. It's full of antioxidants. It's raw, all organic, full of C and B vitamins, active enzymes, low in sugar, healthy omegas. And then that, believe it or not, is its natural color. We might be calling this dish the pink dragon.
Okay, we're going to be putting pictures of this up on our Facebook page. Now, I don't want to touch that. I mean, pretty is the word.
It's
this
pretty.
Is a pretty presentation.
And that's about making healthy exciting, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
So, okay, so pitaya.
Pitaya.
And it's dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit, yeah.
What kind of flavors am I going to experience when I bring this?
The dragon fruit is similar to almost like a prickly pear cactus fruit. You're going to get that exciting almost earthy flavor, and what we pair it with here is some dried apricot and some dried medjool dates.
Coconut.
It's a very tropical flavors with some banana, pineapple, mango, some fresh chopped mint, some organic, all natural coconut flake
bright, bright flavors.
Is there kiwi in there? Is that the... A little bit of kiwi on there, too.
Absolutely,
yeah?
And kiwis.
Now, does Brandon get to, you know, when you have all these great, crazy ideas for all these wonderful, far-out, you know, presentations, does Brandon get to try everything before it hits the menu, Brandon? Is that,
well, you do.
Are you a tough one
to
get
like
by?
Any government organization, there's checks and balances. Andre is the director of culinary, so he's the one who oversees it all, but I'm the one that brings in the sensibility and whether we can produce that item over and over again.
Right, right.
But, no, I mean, it's, you know, I have 100% trust in Penn. I mean, it's...
Well, for
this is his business.
For obvious reasons, yeah. This pataya,
very
bowl,
fresh.
For this time of the year... just cold, crisp, full of flavor. You feel good about it. You like yourself.
You're not going to find that in a 100-mile radius anywhere else.
There's no way. There's no way.
So you sell this is a soup? How are you selling it?
No, like, not as a soup. It's similar to what is more familiar as an acai bowl, which is becoming more and more familiar in the local community.
So we shouldn't say acai like everybody else does when they walk in.
No,
like,
sir.
Acai.
Acai.
Acai bowl.
Acai. This is pitaya.
So. Pitaya acai. Yeah. Okay. We have about another minute before we do our trivia question. So we're going to try item number two here. What do we have here, Chef?
What you're looking at here is an all-organic quinoa salad. Mm. Prepared with a non-GMO corn, some sun-dried tomatoes, pickled red onion, avocado, and some organic spring mix, and the chipotle agave vinaigrette.
Beautiful. Quinoa, again, one of those things that has really come alive. The differences in textures in this salad, in addition to sort of the different colors in this salad, just beautiful. What's bringing that little spice into there? Is that the chipotle?
That's the chipotle and adobo
Isn't
sauce.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah. That's great. And what is that little bit of smoke? Is that the sun-dried tomatoes?
Chipotle is basically a smoked jalapeno.
That's got the smoke in it.
Yeah,
already.
A chipotle
right.
is a smoked jalapeno. And, of course, the quinoa has a natural complete protein complex. So that brings to the table anybody that's not eating meat can still get a complete protein. Or you could add turkey or our steak or our free-range chicken to this dish and make it a wrap. Or a salad, and it's exceptional.
And soon to be tofu on our menu as well.
Excellent. So, and the presentation is just as important as, you know, what the food actually tastes like. It would take me a half an hour to make the avocados look like that at home. Hey. You don't cut any corners here, goodness, do you?
No, sir.
Just beautiful.
Those were left cut behind by the sushi guys.
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to finish up our tasting as soon as we have the privilege to give away a gift card. Again, we want to give away a gift card for goodness for the first person that calls in to the station with the right answer to our trivia question of the week. And Chef Penn Jones, have you thought about what we want to ask our listeners today?
Absolutely. We serve fresh pressed orange juice. I would like to know how many oranges we go through in 1 week to serve our fresh pressed orange juice.
That's a great question. Okay, we're a fresh pressed juice bar. Yeah. You go through a lot of oranges here. How many oranges do they go through in a week at goodness? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST for a chance to win a goodness gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Goodness with pataya acai dripping down my chin. That's the way they do things here at Goodness Juice Bar and Fresh Food on Campbell Avenue, just north of Grant on the east side of the street. Having a great time with Manish Shah from Maya Tea Company. I mean, where do we go from here, dude?
I don't know. This is pretty fantastic. Like, I'm feeling awfully good at the moment. I'm not sure where we go from here.
Mission accomplished,
indeed.
Says Chef
That's
Penn
right.
Jones.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. So we do, you know, all of the calls, all of the callers are now experiencing busy signals, I think, because all of the lines are taken up. People think they know the answer. They are jockeying for position to get into goodness on your gift card. So let's go to line one and say hi to Jamie. Jamie, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
So they do fresh pressed juices here at Goodness, Jamie,
right.
And they juice some oranges every now and again. We want to know, how many oranges do they go through every week here at Goodness?
I'm just going to take a wild guess and say 70 pounds.
70 pounds of oranges. Oh, quick, do the math. Where's the abacus? There's got to be an abacus.
Oh, no.
The metric system?
The metric. Okay, give me a number. Give me a number, Jamie. How many? We don't know how many pounds.
And how many each?
What does that work?
Oh, in oranges?
How many actual oranges?
So, 500.
1 hour show.
600 oranges.
600 oranges, she says. Oh, Jamie, you're not right.
Really.
You're not right. But we'll give a little hit to the next caller. You're a little bit high. But anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Joy. Hey, Joy.
Hi. I'm looking
joy
forward
and goodness.
To go to your goodness.
Oh, well, they're looking forward to having you, Joy. And we want to know, how many oranges do they go through every week here at Goodness?
500.
Okay, 500, she says. Oh, no, Joy.
Getting
no,
closer.
But you are getting closer, but you are a little bit high. Anyway, that I appreciate your calling in. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for calling. That opens up a line, 880-5678, 880-KNST, for a chance to win a Goodness gift card. How many oranges do they go through here every week at Goodness? And we're hoping that Jan has the answer to the question. Hey, Jan, how are you?
Okay, how you doing there, Matt?
Okay, I'm doing great, Jan, and we really want to give this gift card to you because you sound like a good person.
I'm going to say 300.
300! Okay, 600 was a little bit high. 500 was a little bit high. 300 is a little bit low. Jan, thank you so much for calling. You're not correct. And that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. Now, Terry... The pressure is on, Terry. Now, we've sort of framed it up for you. How many oranges do they go through here every week at Goodness?
About 400.
Okay, let's see. Terry says 400. Jeff?
That would be correct.
Terry, you nailed it! Wow! You're filled with all kinds of goodness today, aren't you?
I think she had a green bully earlier.
Well, let me ask you this. Terry, have you ever been to Goodness before?
No, I have not, and it sounds really good.
Okay, well, you are in for a treat, my friend. When you come on here, ask to see Chef Penn because, you know, he never leaves. He doesn't.
Right.
He just stays here all throughout the day and night. Anyway, stick around. Don't hang up because Cindy back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that Goodness gift card to you in the mail. Congratulations,
thank you,
my friend. Thanks so much. Terry's excited, Chef.
Absolutely.
400 oranges? You got to be kidding me. I can't even count that high. You're really going through 400 oranges here.
At least in the summertime. It'll be more in the spring.
The good thing is we have an orange tree right across the street.
That has 300 oranges left. So,
that's right. So
anyway,
we'll be done by then.
And those are all hand pressed. I mean, these are just going through the juicing machines, and there's no high industrial, you know, conveyor belt. This is really done to order, as you said.
Exactly. You come in here, you're getting everything with special attention, special love, and you're going to notice the difference in the taste.
Before we do our final tasting of the hour, talk a little bit about hours of operation, because you guys are getting started pretty early here during the week.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to offer something for people on their way to work, students on their way to school. So we open the doors at 7 a.m., 7 days a week. Currently, Sunday through Thursday, we close at 5 p.m. On the weekends, we are staying open till 7 p.m. Now, you know, make sure to take a look in the next week or two. We are tweaking those hours, and we are more than likely going to be staying open until 7, 8 o'clock every night of the week.
Excellent.
To make sure that, you know, on your way home from work, you have this as an option as well.
Excellent. And goodnessfresh.com is your website address?
Goodnessfresh.com.
Okay. And, again, you're talking about color. There's wonderful photos of everything that we've enjoyed here today. Goodnessfresh.com. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on darn near every social media channel that's out there. Come on in and enjoy what is good about Goodness. Now, we've got about another minute before we have to say goodbye, but what do we got here for our final tasting?
If we're talking about this turkey sandwich, what we got here is a whole wheat bread that we have specially made for us from a local bakery called Vero's on the east side of Tucson. We have a hand-carved free-range turkey that we're using with wild arugula, a little bit of house-made pesto, some goat cheese spread, and what we top that with is a little bit of roasted garlic basil oil just to keep the greens nice and tasty, and that's a cold sandwich we serve with a little side of our chipotle sauce.
Excellent. I was going to ask you how many goats you go through on a weekly basis, but we only have one more minute left. Anyway, Chef Penn Jones from Goodness, Brandon Katz from Goodness, thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Matt.
Come see us here at Goodness. Manisha from IIT rocking it. We will see you soon on the street, my friend.
Oh, we will definitely see each other.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Manisha reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's
on the menu live. I'll see you at Goodness. Take it easy.